Trees, chapter 3, Mishnah 1, this is now talking about manure, fertilizing the fields. So manuring the field, you weren't allowed to do in the seventh year, and you weren't allowed to do that if it was for the seventh year crop, or even if it was for the eighth year crop, you weren't allowed to manure the fields in the seventh year, in the seventh year itself. What they used to do is they used to take the manure and they used to pile it in big piles in the field before they spread it out into the field. And that was also forbidden. You couldn't even pile up the manure in the seventh year. Unless it was clear, we'll see in this Mishnah now, that it was that you were piling it up to spread it out in the eighth year. So you were forbidden to pile it up to spread out in the seventh year. You were permitted to pile it up to spread out in the eighth year. So how do you know? How could you tell what the person was doing? It says, the Mishnah, may masa moitzin zvalim la'ashpatois, from when may manure be taken out two heaps in the field. Says the Mishnah, Mishi Yifsku Oivdei Avoida, when the workers stop working. So who were the workers? Because you weren't allowed to work the field. Says the Kati, non-Jews who were working their fields, or transgressors. When they stop working their fields in the seventh year, now you know any manure that you're piling up, not for the seventh year, because the work of the seventh year is finished. So at that point, you could pile up the manure in the field. You still couldn't scatter it out, because it's the seventh year. But you could pile it up and get it ready for the eighth year. Divrei Rabbi Meir, that's according to Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, he says, Mishe Yivash HaMasok, when the sweetening has dried up. What's the sweetening? Also different interpretations. But he says over here, when the manure which sweetens the produce has dried up. So that's according to Rabbi Yehuda. When the manure has dried up, you can pile it up in the fields in preparation for use on the eighth year. And Rabbi Yossi Omer, he says, Misha Yikshur, he says, no, it can't just be dried up. It's actually got to have been hardened so thoroughly that it forms like solid pellets. And when it's dried up to that extent, then you can pile it up in the field for use the following year, in the eighth year.